You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Kwan.
It's Dan.
It's Mia.
We're back.
Woo!
All right. We excited.
What we got today?
All right. It's going to be like a build on a previous episode that we have already done. The way we introed the season was we gave some big life updates, aka I gave a big life update. And it was actually going to be, if you guys remember, it was going to be the original topic of our first episode. But as always, we tangent and we just changed the topic.
We changed
all
topics
the time.
Mid-episode. That was a first.
My fault.
I don't think it's a first. I was going to say,
but to do a whole tangent.
Yeah, mid-episode.
I feel like it's quite common.
This is a complete pivot from what we wanted to talk about.
No, like tangents are common, but we just changed the entire topic.
That's true.
That's got to be a first.
I just feel like we tangent so often, it almost felt natural.
You know what would be funny if we let's see if that happens, guys. So we do have a topic
today
in mind.
Yes, we're talking about when we go from I to we. All right. So the topic is fresh, right? Because if you haven't seen our first episode of the season, go check it out. We give a life update. I recently got married. So the I to we, right? When you become one and you join with another person. But it isn't, we'll start like from like the, you know, from the marriage part. But it happens actually all the time in your friend groups, in your family, at work. I actually think that this is actually more, I have some clear examples of when do you use I basically, and when do you use we?
At work.
Yeah, in general, yes.
I'd be curious because I had a heated, not heated, but I had an active conversation with ChatGPT about from I to we at the workplace. I was like, can you explain that to me?
How can you have a heated...
Like, I was just very, like, into it, you know? And then, you know, when they talk back, it sounds like a real person. So
do they also sound heated?
No, they're not heated. They're just like...
Passionate?
I was passionate. They were more just like, you know, reading.
So it's a one-sided heated conversation.
But they sound like a human.
I know, right? So, creepy.
Yeah, really creepy.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. I think it's like, okay, so like when do you use I and when do you use we? And then also, do you feel like is there like an identity shift in any of these?
Like
groups?
When does it become the one or the other? I mean, in couples, it's more clear, but at work, I don't know if it's clear or not, you know, so at work as a couple, What else? Friends and family. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like for a couple, I think it's very easy for it to be all we.
I don't know about that.
Oh, really? So yeah. I'll say, yeah, I was
going to
say.
We can go through each scenario because for you, I don't know, you've been in a relationship, obviously, before you got married, but it feels like this is, you as a couple has taken another step into becoming a more solid we, whereas you've been in a we situation for a long time. As far as coupling goes. So,
and again, like every couple is different. So I think why I think it's very easy to just for it to be we all the time. It's just like you live together. You do a lot of things. You spend the most, for most people, you spend the most time with this person together. Right. So all of your decisions are probably made together. You probably do the same activities together and things like that. And so at least for me, I find it very easy to just fall into the we. And also probably my personality. It's like,
you're collaborative to begin with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's where I'm coming from.
You probably start at we and morph to I sometimes.
Yes. Yes. See, this is how well Dan knows me.
Kwan's an auto we.
Yes. Like, that's why my perspective, especially from like
and friendships too.
A couple's
And family.
Exactly. Yeah.
All of the above.
Was there ever an I?
So that's why I feel very lucky that from the very beginning when we were dating, we are both very independent people in general. So I have to put it in the forefront to be like, what does Kwan want to do? I think we actually keep it still very independent.
Can I ask, because you said that you both were independent people, but then you also had to question, like ask yourself, what does Kwan want? To me, that sounds contradictory.
Oh. independent people. Wait, you said
because you were both independent as an individual.
Yes.
But then you also needed to ask yourself, yes, what do I want?
Ah, so you're saying or like that, you're, like, if you were independent,
also you're an
you would
auto
know.
We.
Yes.
This is after you met, right? I'm assuming.
I think this is, I guess in the beginning.
At the beginning. Because yeah, like, yeah, yes.
So you're saying like if somebody is independent, they don't need, they already know what they want.
Or is like if somebody is an auto we, they're not necessarily that independent.
Oh, okay. So maybe like how I describe me as being independent, like I don't need to do things with you. I will do it by myself.
Okay, right.
I will, like, that's something I have had to work on because I tend to be an auto we, but it's like, I will, this is what I'm going to do today. And then this is what this person's going to do today. And then do we want to do things together? Like, so I consider, I definitely consider what the other person wants, but I'm not afraid to do it by myself.
Right.
So that's.
Like, you'll be like, hey, do you want to do this together? And if they're like, no, you're like, okay, well, I'm going to do
that's
it.
That's right. That's right.
And then later we could do something else together.
Yes, yes, yes. That's right. That's right. And so that's
And Joe's like that too?
He's pretty good at that too. I think it's what's nice is like, what's nice is when you are, you want to be we together because we do like he
like
will,
it's not forced.
It's not forced at all. Like we certainly want, this is going to sound, this is going to go to cheese town, but it's like, we certainly want to do a lot of things together.
Right.
And there are things that like, I think you need to be united on. We need to be a we on this, right? Like, so
I think so, Mia's like, default is I. Family, relationship.
Do I need to say that
friends?
Out loud?
But see, here's the thing.
Maybe they already know it through listening to us.
But when you say you're an auto I, that makes you sound
no,
like yourself.
No, I said
selfish.
That. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I said that. Okay. You can deny it.
I think
identifies with it.
Okay,
I think
okay.
you're right. Okay. Just because that's auto I, default I don't know, like same different.
I think if people listen to us through the years, like when I met you, I thought you, like throughout the years, I think you opened up more, which indicates to me that you were in more individual before. Not selfish, just like,
right.
this is, yeah, it's like the I, like you're considering things mostly from just your perspective.
That's right.
And how
that's
it affects you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And so I feel like the thing for couples where it is a true we is like long-term planning because what you do, you can do
aligning
you
your goals
or
values.
Exactly. It's like, okay, you can do whatever you want today. You can eat whatever you want. You guys can both have separate meals, but it's like, okay, down the line, where does this person want to go? And where do you want to go?
Okay. When you get like eating habits, right? Like,
yeah.
Do you like when it comes to lunch or dinner, first of all, do you guys both work from home?
Occasionally.
Okay. So
not
like
always,
when you're working from home, is it automatically assumed that you're going to have lunch together?
So we haven't worked from home together. We actually haven't overlapped over meals yet. It's pretty fresh.
Okay. Yeah. Not like, when you were in Taiwan.
Because that's a good
question. No, but
did you work like at odd hours?
At odd hours, we worked at really odd hours.
But
and
now,
I will either work from home on like Monday or Friday, and he will work from home on Wednesdays. Actually,
that's pretty. That's not we. I'm hearing a. No,
I know.
So you haven't.
Let's cancel this episode.
We would.
Yeah.
But we would be okay. We would be okay. Like, okay. So maybe a better example is like Monday. Monday is like, I have a lot of like deep work. Like I have to think about a lot of things for work. And then evenings, I have evening like personal calls. Like I have calls with you guys. We have our planning session and then I have studies like later in the evening. And like, I do those things and Joe just kind of like chills.
Okay, right.
And it's he like checks in. He'll bring me like food and wine. Like it's very sweet.
I can attest to that because he did that last time.
Oh,
remember?
That's sweet.
But that I would say it's like pretty, we don't need to be together all the time.
Right.
But if we were working from home together, I would
want
to.
Yeah, you'd be like, what do you want for lunch?
I would want.
What are we having for lunch? What are we having for dinner?
Yes. I am more likely to be like, I mean, it's pretty equal, but he will be like, yeah, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat.
Okay. So
something like that.
Okay. See, so that's interesting, right? and like he'll be like, hey, yeah, I'm hungry, I just ate something. So like I'll let myself starve because I'm like, eat, like what are we having? So you need to let me know.
That's right.
Because I'm not gonna go eat on my own.
I know.
And this is sometimes I'm like, you didn't tell me. She's like, what do you mean? Just go eat something. I'm like, but to me it's like we.
Right. Has there been a time where she has already eaten?
Sometimes. Like the thing is, she's good about like, no, you eat something because I'm busy at work. Mm-mm. I'm gonna eat something myself. Don't wait for me. Right.
Yeah.
But like I'll usually just have like a little snack because then like otherwise I'm like I'm not gonna survive.
Yes.
And then wait. So sometimes like I'll be kind of like, dude, you got home really late. You know, like I'm waiting to eat. I got food cooked.
Yes.
Like I thought it was gonna be a wee thing. You know, like it's like we're not aligned on this yet.
Yes. Yes. Or I would say the majority of the time we want to eat together.
Right.
For sure. But
yeah.
I don't think, unless, I would say the only time where we really hold out is like if we had like a, like if it was like we made like a date night plan or like a birthday dinner plan, you know, something like that. But oftentimes like he will make something and he'll eat first and then he'll like leave it on the stove for me.
Oh, that's
like,
sweet.
It's very sweet.
That's sweet.
But I don't actually think in these everydays that you need to be wee. Like these, it depends on the couple, right? Maybe that's very important for the couple. And I would say like, if you're never wee on the day-to-days, that's also odd.
Yeah.
But in the long term, I think it's critical. It's critical to be wee. I mean, that's the whole point, so, right? No?
Yeah, because otherwise, like, why'd you get together? I don't know.
Okay, on the work, do we want to talk more about couples or like
I still have a question. Just because you both are speaking from an auto wee perspective. I guess you definitely need to be a united front as a couple, but do you find it maybe not hard, but like do you see the value of like maintaining a sense of like self in a way?
Yes.
Oh my God, 100%.
And in what context or in what aspects?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think it's still really important to, you know, have like individualism, I guess you could say, because that's what makes us unique, right? And you don't want to, like, I should just go get something to eat if I'm really hungry. Like, you shouldn't just starve yourself just because the other person, like, you don't want to be so dependent on the other person's decisions, right? I would say, you know, it's still important to have like your individual side.
Yeah, no, I think it's extremely important. I think that's why I started this episode, that it's almost too easy to be just we. It's really easy to neglect the I, because it's easy. It's just, it becomes,
I think,
easy.
The balance is important, because like I'm sure with you, Quan, you know, you want to do stuff together, but we still plan, we have like together things planned out, what we want to do, but then simultaneously we have our individual things, because we have other friends that, like, I'm not friends that close with our friends, you know, so, and hobbies, too many hobbies. So we have all these things going at the same time. And I think it's great, right? Because for us, it's balanced.
Yeah.
Because if it was like, if that person, I can't speak for myself, but I've seen other friends with a significant other who's like very dependent on them, in that like maybe they don't have a lot of their own friends. It's all the other person's friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have like a lot of hobbies maybe, you know? So it really depends on this other person and those relationships. They weren't married, but not that you have to be married, but they were in a long-term relationship, more than 5 years. Didn't end well. But that was only one example.
Right, but I think it makes sense, because I think there's like three things. It's like, one, you put a lot of pressure on your person if you don't have your own stuff. It's like, right, you go to your person. It can be sweet a lot of the times, but if for everything, right, like your work troubles, your friendship troubles, your yeah. financial trouble, like everything goes to this one person. Mm-hmm. I think the person will start to get like, it's a bit too much, I think yeah. sometimes for just one person to bear your whole life. I also think the second thing is the person that you, if you, you know, if you get along and you get married, they fell in love with you as an right. individual. And like, what a wonderful thing to keep like, you know, watering the individual flower as you right. build your right. group forest or whatever. And then three, I think that if you, you know, if it becomes easy and, you know, it is easy to let's, oh, just like rely on the other person. I think it could be also easy to not appreciate what they bring to the table as often because, oh, it's like, we just do it. Oh, he just did it. We just do it together.
Yeah.
It's like, but at one point you did this all by yourself. And I think about that like a lot. Cause like right before all of my travels, it was just I right. checked in. I picked up my bags. I did yeah. it all. I did the whole itinerary, but now it is nice. How nice is it right. to be able to do it with somebody else? But now I do like, at most, let's say at least half or at most half, mm-hmm. like you can tend to like not remember, oh, like this other person is an individual and they contributed.
Right.
So I think it's quite important.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that answer. Very complete.
Okay. Work.
Wait, what about Mia's?
What about me? Auto I.
I to we in relationships.
Should I make up an imaginary partner?
What about in the past? Can you talk about, is there, are there memories of the past?
Vaguely.
You are a very considerate and thoughtful person. Do you think that you lost like your sense of self? And I could also like, see, I could
I think, too, but, like, I think I back in the days, I wasn't very, not to say that I'm like fully mature now, but I think I was less mature back then. So I think at that point, my mindset was like, I was big on being an independent woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was like, okay, I do not want to lose my individuality even when I'm in a relationship. Same, so I tend to be functioning in that spectrum more so than like, really treating well. I mean, there are times, of course, at the time probably the relationship was a little bit more just shallow, like you just spend time together, wasn't really planning anything serious for the future, you know what I mean? So it was like, it was just to that extent. But then back then I was just like, yeah, I'm a career woman and independent, so you know I was like more focused on that. In hindsight now, probably I would have done it differently, but that's what it was.
Do you think in the future you'll be like placing a lot of importance on, like, will you have conversations about like
okay, as a
look,
unit?
Yeah, like, look, I've got these things that are very important to me.
Yeah.
Like, will you talk about that, or will you just kind of, do you feel like you'll be more open to we quicker, or you want to establish like a self? Does that make sense?
I think at this point the self has already been established.
Got it.
So also,
some people do that, like in the beginning they're like, look, here's a few things that are very important to me and I'm not so much, you know, willing to compromise on certain things.
I did that. I did that because I feel like in the beginning I feel like it is that.
You like stated those. You're like, hey, here's that, a few.
Well, okay, I did it more organically, in a more charming way, I think. Okay.
10 commandments.
But I think that right in the beginning, you are an list. I. Yeah. You, it is,
I mean,
one
you
individual,
come into the relationship as an I, as like two eyes.
Right, right.
And like, I think it's like, I'm trying to like just show the person who I am, because I think that's the scary part, right? It's like, oh, if we just like tiptoe around, we just like don't get to the meat of it, we just kind of like get in the it's like
surface level
because that's a scary part. That's how I feel, like you have to go from the I to the we.
Right.
If you just go to the we, you didn't share to me. Okay, you didn't share
like,
to yourself.
Like, I used to watch a lot like of sports, right? So like when my hometown team is playing, it's like, leave me alone, I want to watch this game. But
okay, but
like very quickly I realized that was not sustainable.
When you were saying that, you were looking at me with a certain look. Yes. Is it because I was just talking about the Warriors game?
I'm wondering in the future, is is this something you're gonna like? Listen, when Steph Curry's playing, you're gonna have to feed yourself. I like if it fits, but if not, like I'm gonna go and watch this game myself. Is that something you're gonna talk? You feel like you have to bring?
I to think the I'm gonna yeah
you address it.
Yeah. I think so. I think because, that's like yeah. You know, I think that's like a personal yeah. carve out time that yeah. that you.
Yeah.
Could still maintain. Yeah.
Like, do yes. not, if the Warriors are playing, don't bother me. Like, tell
plus,
me about Warriors your
problems games are
later.
For the most part 10 p.m. and above. So,
So it's at the, it's like,
I have this all calculated.
You're like on a date. You're on a date. Like, I gotta go. You're like, listen,
it's
wrap
10,
this up.
So gotta go home. But like
maybe
your dinner.
Watch with you.
Exactly. Or yeah. also, just like your dinner example, there are probably days when I should just. Like when I can't do that, when uh-huh. I can't get what I want and yeah. just like watch the game in peace.
Yeah.
So be it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's enough to like, listen, this is very important to me. Like for example, the Patriots played every Sunday, right? Well, first of all, I worked on Sundays, but generally like, you know, Sunday's like hanging out with your, you know, significant other time. Mm. Yeah. So yeah, like, you know, I couldn't just, pop the football game on
for like hours.
Especially if she's not into
that.
It.
She's not into it.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys like do not like, you know, super like Sunday NFL day from
it's
10
my day.
A.m.
Yeah.
to 6 p.m.
So long.
That's why they have man caves.
Yeah. But I mean, if that is something that they can negotiate with their partner, then
sure.
Maybe like the partner gets something out of it too, you know, like Sunday is my day to hang out with my girlfriends. I don't know.
Like, go, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to see if this is going to hold true, Mia.
I mean, now that we have on the record.
Yeah. Are you an auto?
Unless we edit this whole thing out.
No. This is staying.
Mia.
I'm going to play this for your future. Be like, yo, listen, she thought she was going
to. This is
do,
what she said.
This is how you know you're special because she was not ready to give this up. But she did for you.
Mia, do you think that you're an auto eye for your family?
Yes.
Really? What?
Oh, one.
Wait. Say more.
In what context? Like, what is the context?
I feel like, okay, so in other parts of life, when you do like I and we, it's like, okay, for my family, I'm responsible for these people. So we are a we.
Oh, okay.
We are
okay.
a we. I can't really go I on this.
Okay.
It's like, I can't, like, we are having dinner. It's not like I am having dinner and they like, you know, it's like, you know, it's we're having dinner. And then I would say, and then we can get to like the friends and the work part later, but I would say like that is like kind of more like for your interest.
Okay. It's a we in the sense that I usually prioritize them like on like holidays or whatever. Mm. Like I usually by default, I'm like, oh, I need to be spending time with them unless they don't want to.
Okay.
So that is the we part. But then when I said I was like an I in that situation, because I normally take lead on, let's say, vacation doing bookings and blah, blah, blah. So I normally am taking charge.
You're making most of the decisions in your
most of the major decisions.
Okay.
I try to still take other people's opinions into consideration.
I see.
Less. Selfish.
No, I do what I want. But see, it's not you don't do what you want because you are a considerate, thoughtful person. You like think about everybody, but you call the shot. Yeah. So that's how you're thinking.
Eventually. There were times when we just couldn't come to a decision. So I'm like, all right.
That is the, I feel like the danger of we.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
No, I agree. Because sometimes there are times when I, for example, this vacation that I'm planning for. Yeah, that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
When I was doing the itinerary, like the schedule for like, what are we going to do on the day today? I originally was thinking, okay, what about this activity? And then I thought, oh, will my family like this activity or not? And then I needed to like, I felt the need to go to them and ask for permission versus just I can just decide what I wanted to do and then just like present the idea to them. You
what
know?
Happened?
It was the latter. So I just make the executive decision. And then yeah. after like the rough draft was done,
yeah.
basically just like what he was doing, I presented it to them. Uh-huh. Okay. And I did like, a presentation. Okay. Yeah, like, okay. And they were like, fine.
Okay. Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
See, to me, that's very we. Like you did it like as in like you think about everybody.
No,
like,
no, because
no, you don't.
Because no,
we
would have been like, oh. Hey guys, here's some ideas. Let me know what you like. Mm. No, this is like ABC.
Here's
cool
what
with
we're
this?
Gonna do.
Pretty much, right? You guys good? Because I picked out all the things. Mm. Like that's, yeah, I would say.
Okay. What if you did that with them in mind? So is it a I or we?
I mean, because we, again, it's collaborative. Like with work, I had to ask ChatGPT, like instead of top, this is still a top-down structure. Mia at the top made a decision, filters down. Okay.
So you're like, whereas that's very I.
Yes. Whereas the work, I'm just using the workplace, which we'll get to.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a horizontal. It's like a collaborative. Mm. Well, that's how it was explained to me by
ChatGPT.
Yeah. But it makes sense to me. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm literally going through this.
I think
now.
Technically speaking, yeah. yes, it was an I situation. Yeah. Like, whether or not I considered them in the process, yeah. that's outside of this technical definition.
Okay. Yeah. Like as a boss, you're still considering your team,
but
it's more
an
of
I.
a top down,
but it's
you know?
An I. Okay. It,
so like okay. I'm going through from I to we, now it's us. Like, because it's me, ye, and grandma.
Yeah.
And so like literally before it's just ye and I, we, and then you.
There's grandma third wheeling.
And it's third wheel. Now like it's about to happen. Now, so every week, you know, and we're going to have to deal with this because in the future, certain days I have to make sure, you know, I have to cook dinner for her.
Yeah, yeah.
To check in with her.
Yeah.
You know, like right now, even every weekend, I'm like, because she doesn't leave the house Monday through Friday, so Saturday, Sunday, it's like, all right, Grandma, like, what do you want to do today?
Yeah.
Right, and then I'm gonna fit my schedule around your schedule.
Mm.
So that's already happened. So now we got to figure out the dinner, right? It's yeah. super us, I we us. So
you've
I'm
leveled
still
up.
Trying, yeah. I know. Yeah, okay. I leveled up, definitely.
For sure.
Because I need to now figure out how to navigate. It's like a whole new thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a whole new person.
It's a whole new person. So, yeah. Like, because I think I'm a definite we. And like, as soon as Yi and I were seriously dating, like, I'm automatically like default to her.
Mm.
Right. And then she is too, even though she has final say in a lot of stuff. Mm. I think she's very collaborative as well.
I think that's right. That's really important for a
couple. Because sometimes she'll make a decision, but she's like, I hope you like this. And then if I didn't, she'd feel really bad.
Mm.
But I always do, right? But like, she's like, okay, I went ahead and did this. Is that okay?
Oh,
like,
that's very
you know,
sweet.
But if I was like, no, she'd be like, oh, okay, let's change it. She'd be like, let's change it. You know,
super sweet.
Yeah, but now with grandma, it's like, it's almost like Yi and I
are the
one, and then she's the other.
What's the hierarchy? Like grandma at the top?
Yeah, I mean, like her and I, you know, like just the other day, I have to go deal with her myself, mm-hmm. and she's not my blood grandma.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I have to be like, she's like, I can't deal with it. You make the decision. So I had to go be like, hey, grandma. You know, like, okay, so I planned it all out. So I texted you. She's like, okay, great. Thanks. Confirmed.
Amazing.
Like, oh my God, this is like just started.
That's so sweet of you. That's like,
I guess.
It's a big task for everyone.
It is a big responsibility.
Big responsibility.
Yeah.
Because at least like with your family, they don't live right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a
by design.
Just wait, Mia.
Sorry, sister.
Just wait. Oh, but one of your sisters does live with your folks.
Yeah.
So that I'm sure she's like.
Yeah. That's why I'm like. Sometimes I would be planning for the next year. You know, I try to break it up. Like every few months, it's either I would go there or I'll have my parents over just so that I can give my sister a break.
Because you feel like you're the oldest and you have to take that on.
Yeah, and plus my other sister has a whole family to take care of, so it's not like she can. You know,
but you know, like some people would be like, well, I got to find a family of my own, so you take care of yourself.
That can be the excuse you give to your parents. Your parents will be like, okay, okay.
Right? Because they'd be like, you're right. We don't want to like, you know, cramp your style.
Yes.
We'll do, don't worry
don't
about
worry,
us.
Don't worry.
Be the eye that you want to be.
Oh my gosh.
To be fair, I never mentioned that to them, so maybe.
Oh my god. Oh my
but
god.
I feel like you're a good daughter, so you're like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the oldest too. That comes with like with some responsibility. You know? Like you're the oldest.
Eldest daughter and responsibility are yeah. synonymous. Yes.
What about workplace?
So, okay, it sounds like you're saying it's all we at work?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
I'm saying there's a difference. I think it's usually I at work, mm-hmm. but again, feel free to chime in about the chat. I'm only talking to ChatGPT on this, guys, because you're in a more
corporate setting
where there's a top-down hierarchy.
Yeah.
But actually, ChatGPT got me thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want you guys to chime in,
yeah.
obviously.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I do have a team. I have a mini corporate structure, right?
Right.
So I have one above me, and then I'm in the middle. I'm like middle management.
Yes. The best.
Yeah. Like,
the best layer.
You're the meat of the sandwich. Oh,
yeah, exactly. You people chew you up and spit you out, basically. That's right, that's right. You get devoured.
But you also keep everyone together.
You keep it together.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
You're the meat and you keep the
butt. There you go. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
So I'm like, huh, what if, yeah, it's got me thinking like, am I the top down kind of guy? Like I am 100%. But then it got me thinking is, well, what if I switched it to we? Because the one question I had to, the whole concept makes sense, but here's where it doesn't make sense. Compensation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Because, so this is what
you bear responsibility for the team.
Correct.
Yeah.
So like if you make more, you take on more and it's very difficult to have a collaborative aspect.
Yeah.
A true, that's where I didn't quite agree with the, if you look on Google, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And specifically they'll say from I to we, like the at work, it would be like instead of a top down approach, you take a more collaborative. That's their definition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see
what
that.
Is yours at work?
I do. I actually think it's important. Okay. I think it's different if you are just talking about yourself versus leading a team. I think those are two really
different
things.
Okay, explain both of those.
Okay. So if it's just you, I actually think it's quite important for you to take an I approach.
Okay.
And when we say I, it's not like selfish. It's not like you like backstab people. It's not like you don't collaborate with people. But I think it's like, okay, does this make sense for my role, my scope, my function? I think that's really important.
Okay.
I did not take that approach when I first started.
Really?
Working. No. Because remember, I'm an auto we. I'm like, how does this work for the team?
But like, were you on a team?
Yeah, I was on a team.
Okay.
Yeah. So I started out on a sales team.
Yeah.
And then I went off of sales and I
position. New now, not so new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's still a team.
It's still a team. Mm-hmm. But I do think about it more of like, how does this make sense for like my function, my scope, like my trajectory, like, cause I think it's nobody else is going to think about it for
right.
you. And so I'm not trying to say like be doggy dog or like be a shark. That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying there is a certain of responsibility that you have to take for yourself
because
nobody
totally
else will do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think naively perhaps in the beginning, I was like, oh, we all work together.
Right, right. And people were like,
and,
no,
and
like,
no, and,
get
and,
your stuff done.
Yeah, yeah.
And get my stuff done.
And people will still like help you.
Right.
It's not like, that doesn't mean nobody will help you. But again, like, and at the end of the day, and I'm not saying that money is all that matters,
right.
but like at the end of the day, one of the, obviously the biggest metrics, whatever that you will see it in is the compensation. So I'm just saying.
It is all that matters. No, just kidding.
So,
just kidding.
Okay. So I can thus see why some people struggle with that and become too sharky and are be like,
of
why?
Course, because
and I think that is the raw, that is a sad path to go down. Cause then
yes.
it'll bite you in the butt too. Right. Because if
yes.
you're basically, it sounds like you will
if you're
screw
like stepping over people.
Exactly.
Just
nobody
so
wants
that
to work
you could
with
get
you.
Ahead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. From a, from a team perspective, I think that where this the I can translate into a team perspective is also when you think I, you have more of like, you know, that like general manager hat. You actually mm-hmm. think about a business, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you lead a team, I think maybe it's like half. I haven't led a team, so I would imagine mm-hmm. you got to do half and half because you can't be.
Yes,
you
for sure.
Because you can't be. I don't think top down works unless like people suck. Like I would say like if you right. have if you have competent individuals right. that are doing their job
right.
I think it's I think you can lead with more we
for sure.
But if you know somebody if something went wrong you gotta be like snap mm-hmm. it into place
mm-hmm.
So I think it's got to be a bit 50-50.
Are you you're a manager right Liam or middle?
I was.
Oh, yeah, and you were like, no, this is not for me.
No. Oh, how did you approach it? Leah, what do you think?
I think it was, I think I had a we approach because
yeah.
I thought like we, like none of us here is a junior person, right? Mm. And then we all had experience. We're okay. all adults. Okay. So I don't want to like be so overbearing. But at the same time, being a manager, I think there's like a... Like you said, there has to be an I point of view or I approach mm-hmm. involved here just because also you need to be able to like go to bat for your team.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Like in some cases, because you as a manager also needs to work with your peers, right? Mm-hmm. That come from other teams. And then sometimes these teams... goals can be conflicting.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. in some cases
design,
you need to
which right. it can be good.
Exactly. Yeah. So in some cases you need to be able to like fight for your team.
For yes. sure. Yes. And yeah. So in one of the descriptions, like it was saying if you go to a we approach, it empowers people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So actually talking to ChatGPT, it actually got me thinking, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So first, well, while you guys were talking, I was like, okay. Generally, I think by default at work, it's going to be a default I approach, right? Whether you're at the top or even if you're part of a team, you're still like, I am, you're unique because you're like, hey, guys, you're automatically like, hey, guys, let's work together. And people are like, what? but it's like everyone starts up. No, I don't know. No. Oh, so this is what I was going to say.
Okay.
This is what I was gonna say.
Yeah, but okay, now.
Uh-huh. No, keep going. Finish.
Now, okay, I used to be in a we person. Also, by design, my previous company was structured in that way. Like, it's a very, same. Like, yeah, yeah, it's yeah, like a pod same. Approach.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Everyone's working together. Mm. Now, in this current job, there's less of that structure.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you still need to work as a quote unquote team mm. across many teams within mm-hmm. that organization, mm-hmm. in some cases I'm also learning to be like more assertive and more like, you know, like CYA, cover your ass sometimes.
CYA, man, is that a corporate term?
Oh, for sure.
We got to do an
like,
episode.
In some cases, you also need to like yes. make sure that you cover your bases.
Yeah.
Yes.
CYB, so cover that's your like, butt.
Yeah. What were you going to say? Like your approach?
So, one thing is.
What did ChatGPT say that make you think so much?
So before I get to that part, I feel like if you have to. Okay. Well, how am I going to put this? You gotta be true to the approach. So if you're trying to do a we, say you're a manager and you're like, I'm going to take a we approach. You can't secretly be like, I'm an I, but I'm just going to talk about the we because your actions have to follow.
People see right through it.
Right. So like, if you're like, oh, I was trying, so you're a true we because you wanted to collaborate until people were like, yo, just leave me alone. I'm guessing. Then you're like, okay.
Well, people weren't as, but it's like, oh, yeah. Like you got to do your stuff and then I do my stuff and then we come back.
Yeah, this isn't I'm not like criticizing
you.
No,
not
you,
at all.
But I,
not
no, her, I was going to say, do you feel like you were truly embracing we or you just felt like you had to be we to see why cover your butt? but actually inside, you were an I. Does that make sense?
There's a layer. I like it.
That's an interest. Okay, when I say...
So...
Like using the, it's like you're like using the we approach because that's yeah. the most way of people seeing you positively.
Okay, the we approach is at the end of the day still beneficial for the for like the greater good, right?
Yeah.
Because you need all these other components for it to work, for whatever you're doing to work. Because my job specifically, and I don't like to use this word, like quarterbacking this, like projects,
but
right?
Essentially it is
right, like, yeah, but then at the end of the day you're like, I need to work with these different teams and then they need to do their job in order for me to do mine,
right?
And then when I fail, when like when that fails, if it's not my fault, then it's not my fault, right, you know? Right, so like there's that also a balance to maintain. Right. Like you want to make sure that you succeed as a team, and that team term spans across functions within the company. But there were times when the things that you're working on are stalled, and then it's
there's nothing you can do.
Right. But then you need to also be able to like show for it also, not to like throw under people. People under the bus, but also like you need to understand where the failure is and then address it.
Right.
Why can't you do some we and some I? Are you saying you can't? I think
you just have to. No, you should mix them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But I think you have to be true to yourself.
Genuine when you're doing it. Because
you can't. So that's what ChatGPT got me thinking, right? Because I think as a manager. Like I'm not like middle, I'm near the top, right? So I only have one person I answer to. Other people answer to me. But I always thought like, and also like, it's not corporate. I don't make a salary. This is all commission based. So I still have to bust my butt to get my own business. So I always thought like, I was more we, but then I was like, am I? Am I? Because I am very like, I don't know what the term is, like very headstrong. So like I like to think I empower that person, but I'm constantly criticizing that person in my mind.
Oh, good reflection.
So, and then that's where I actually asked ChatGPT to get an answer. I go, well, how does compensation play into this?
What did it say? It's limited.
Also, even when we talk about compensation, I think because you have zero salary and you're all
commission based,
right?
Versus compensation, where there is salary or base salary involved, like that and creates a different motivation to how you approach work.
So explain, like.
I think it's easier because
if you don't get it done, then you get nothing, right?
Okay, so in my case, I'm gonna get it done because if I get it done, I make money. So now I give a portion of it to my junior agent, right? So, but it's always less than what I make, and it's significant. So, same thing, the top down, the person above me makes way more.
Yeah.
And I get and that's how I've been running the business.
Yeah.
Right? And the mini epiphany was like, well, if I truly take a we approach, because I'm not saying I think I'm a we, but really I'm an I. So I'm like, one is, would the we approach help me overall money-wise and life quality-wise? And like, what does that mean if I really take a we approach at my job, right? So I was like, does that also mean
like,
I adjust?
Where do you draw the line?
It also mean I adjust the comp to make it, I still should get a little bit more, but should I bridge the gap a little bit?
Oh.
What does that mean?
That's becoming so nuanced.
Because let me tell you, usually I make more if the team lead thinks I deserve more, and it's based on merit.
Are we talking about all agents with the same responsibility, or are you talking about people who are doing different things in the team?
I'm talking about just like another agent on the team, and we're all doing the same, like we're all doing our part for a listing.
Okay.
So they're not doing less work than me. So splits is not based on work in the real estate. It's not. It's based on your origination role. No, it's based on origination of the business. So it's very much like an architecture firm where you have junior architects who make an abysmal amount, and the main architect got the business.
Yeah.
And okay. it's handing it.
You are the one who yeah, got so the get the business.
So if I get the business, sometimes they do more work, like mm-hmm. actual more work.
But you brought it in.
But I brought it in.
So somebody else could bring in the business as well.
Could a junior agent bring in the business?
But they got to give us a piece. Because they're working under, they're.
But do they get more if they are the ones who bring in
sometimes,
the business?
Sometimes it's half-half.
Okay.
Sometimes it's half-half, but sometimes more.
Yeah, okay. It's just how you structure it. Mm. In my case, if somebody else brought it in, they get more. I'm not going to be greedy, right? Mm. But in my case, I always give them a lot less, like half. Mm. If I bring in the business and they do a lot more work. But I'm like, is that truly we? Is that collaborative? Because it's more about empowerment. And if it's true empowerment, I should really give them more and be really hands off.
I mean,
if they're good.
If they're good.
Yeah,
that's
the big thing. But I already know they're good they're because good. I wouldn't hire them.
They'd be gone.
What's going to stop them from, let's say, breaking out and like create their own team?
They can if they want. Yeah. Okay. Nothing stopping them.
All right.
So generally, if somebody's disgruntled, like if they feel like I'm doing a lot and I'm not getting compensated, yeah, that's what they do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they can't just wait. They got to amass enough of their own business.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like I'm just trying to say, like you went through that whole thing of like establishing your. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right to like have your footing in the industry and like you paid your dues to be
where but you I'm at a now. Crossroads right because like I see that other teams it's always top down so the junior agent is interchangeable because the senior agent is like this is I work hard for this and they should decide what they want to do it's their money right I'm just thinking you know for myself and the three of us we have deep spiritual beliefs as well I'm not saying like just give away money, right? But like what, like...
Is there ways to like do it better?
Basically? Do it better, So the idea is to do it better.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So before I would get really agitated because there's people on my team that would ask like for more money.
I'm sure.
And I'm like, and just because I don't do that doesn't mean that they're not, you know, that's normal. That's really normal, right?
Sure.
You guys, I'm sure like,
hey. What you're doing now is like your approach now is standard.
I should get some advice.
Well, I'm literally, so today I was like, I was, this ChatGPT, it just happened. I was like.
Did this just happen today?
It just happened like before I got here. Like I took a shower.
Everything is just so fresh in his mind.
After I took a shower, before I came up, I had a conversation with ChatGPT.
Okay.
I was going through normal things with my junior agent that normally I would handle one way. And it's always like, good, you got the job done. Here's the normal split.
Yeah.
And in the future, like, This is the business model. Like I get the business, you work on it with me, but that's not really empowering. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like he always feels like an employee. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what? Everyone does it that way, but but I feel like is a better way
for me. You
could
make it better.
Right?
Yeah.
So now I'm like, what if I gave them more? Even let's say half-half. Or like right now,
and
it's
they do it all.
Like right now I am double, right? If it's not half-half, what if it's somewhere here? And I still take full responsibility in that if something goes to crap, like I will defend them, like I will show up. But I'm like, dude, you do it all. Like you run with it. You're empowered. You make more. So it takes a little bit more pressure off me, right? Because they did run around like I trust that they're doing. And then like he was bringing in a new listing. He was like, it's one of my clients, but like normally... I would automatically be like, all right, how much am I making from this? Like, I'm going to money first, right?
How about, like, you touch on it really quickly earlier. When crap hits the fan, like, how do you, right? As a as a leader, then I assume that you bear the responsibility.
Yeah, yes. Do. So one is, like, I can't let it hit the fan, right? Obviously, like, if you start seeing it, you have to, like, stop adjust it. Course.
You got to go I. You got to go I.
Yeah,
I'd be like, all right, let's take the wheel back.
I think that, like, whether you're an I approach or we approach, crap will hit the fan, right?
Yeah.
It's just more like, are you...
How do you react to it?
I think you still have to take... You can't be like, well... Because it's a we approach, it's not, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, stop it. Yeah.
Because you still make, that's why like you still make more, it makes sense.
Right.
It can't, you know, like at the end of the day, like is like half, like you're never gonna give more. So no, but now I'm thinking like, okay, so there's a possible new listing. It is a current client of mine. So I did originate that lead, right? Mm-hmm. And normally I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna take most of it. You just do all the grunt work. But now I'm like, but what if I gave you half and you still do the work, but now you're not feeling like I'm just
like a
low level person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess it depends. You know? Like maybe it's like, but what if they want half every time then?
Well, this is where, so like okay.
So maybe it's like there's conditions on like, okay, this type of client.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it benefits everybody because it's like, it makes you more, it makes
so
everybody
what if, so before I would say no, but what if I said yes, and this guy is very thankful and works even harder?
True. Like what is the end goal, I guess, right?
The end goal is like, I make money, but I can use that time to put it towards other things and to grow, like, the business.
Okay.
Or more time for myself.
But I thought this other person is already doing the work anyway.
But they feel like they don't get paid enough and they're a little disgruntled.
So basically like you're just giving them a raise.
But before, like in my industry, like people just don't get a raise because like I could plug somebody else in.
Yeah, you could.
And that's how most people run their business. Nothing wrong with that.
And I guess it's like,
but it's not collaborative. It's not we.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have to ask myself, like, is the we important? Because when I say, so this whole thing is like, I say it's a team, but is it a team?
Mm.
And it doesn't have to be. Everyone knows it's not. Like real estate teams.
It's funny,
if
your team is listening to this episode where we're brainstorming live.
But like, I would actually be like an actual team, right? Because most teams, it's always top down pyramid.
Yeah.
It's a corporate structure. So I'm like, I gotta think about it.
Oh, valuable food for thought.
That's what I was gonna say.
Because in the corporate sense, it's really tough. They can't be like, hey, Quan, we're gonna go to a we structure. So everyone's gonna be compensated. Yeah. Like there still needs to be performance.
Like in a corporate setting, it has to be like, it's still a top down thing as an employee, there's more responsibility also being placed on the leaders, right? Yeah. Like they're the face of the company, blah, blah, blah. Yes. So there's more risk in that sense. But yeah, I mean, as much as you wanna do it as a team and want to do it in a team approach, which is still possible because it's not all or nothing, but
that's right.
There's nuance.
Yeah, it's just got me thinking.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I mean, we have touched all over this topic.
Oh my God, we went over.
I think we're going to close it for this topic for tonight. Let us know what you guys think and we'll see you on the next one. Bye
guys.